decide to spend that much on my own.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, if we want to just start with the one and see how it goes. I mean, I don't know how much it's going to cost for the big one. I just estimated it.
And the big one would be the detailed poster.
Right, right. So I talked to two different artists today, and it's like $50 to $60 to do the half body color, which I thought would be the first thing that we did.
I mean, I could do those for free, and I think I could do a pretty damn good job and do them in color.
Yeah, but...
I, the one I'm not going to be able to do, probably, it's beyond my skill, is the detail poster. But I could certainly do a half body, like a bust with arms.
Yeah, I just didn't want to rely on you for that, because it's going to take you some time, and...
Yeah, but I'd rather do that than all of us spend $60. That's a lot of money. And honestly, I like drawing stuff like that. How about this? I'll do one. And if you guys like the quality, how about this? I'll even give myself a deadline. I'll do it before our next session. So,
well, it doesn't have to be that quick of a turnaround. I mean,
but for something like this, a character sketch, or even a detailed, I use the word sketch lightly, a detailed drawing of a character. I do that all the time just for fun. So I could do a really good one, and whoever wants to be the guinea pig, give me a description of what you want your character to look like, and I'll come up with it. And if you guys like the style, and you guys can be honest, I'm not going to be offended. If you guys like the style, we can stick with it. And if you don't, then we can consider paying somebody. But I just think that if you guys would rather not spend $60 and have a nice, good, free sketch that I definitely could do in color detail, let's just consider that.
I'm fine with that. It's just... It's asking for a lot, I think.
I'm okay with it. If that's a, I mean, like, I do this for fun. I do characters. I mean, like, where's my sketchbook?
Yeah, but I don't want it to not be fun.
But if I only got to do three, that's not that many. I mean, like, and these are just pencil sketches, but like you guys saw, I mean, like, I'm learning color. I could definitely do it.
Well, I don't think that you're not a good artist. I'm right. Just saying that, I don't want to turn it into a job for you, and I thought it'd be fun to just have someone else do it.
Yeah. It's just for me, I don't know. I mean, it's up for discussion, and I'm not going to be forceful, but I would rather do it than spend the money, and at least the character sketches. I'm not talking about anything further, but I would at least like to do the character sketches, if that's okay with everybody.
Yeah, I can put some more pictures in the chat of what I was looking at. There was a particular guy that I liked on there. Yeah.
And then all I would need is just like, I mean, does your character have facial hair? What kind of clothes do you imagine them wearing? And like, you don't have to be super detailed. You can also, if you have, it depends on how detailed your image is in your mind. Like if you have like an exact style of coat, like in your head, or you have an exact style of something in your head. And I'll also be looking at Star Wars, different Star Wars costumes and concept art. I have a couple of Star Wars concept art books. That I can also use just to make sure that the tone is right, and make sure that the styling matches, you know, the greater Star Wars universe. So I would be happy to do that.
Okay. Would you be able to do that and the session sketches that we were talking about?
Yeah. I mean, the session sketches can probably be less detailed than what I'm trying to make. And so, yeah, I could. I'm trying harder on this, on this one, just because I wanted to. But yeah, I mean, if I was doing like what you guys said, like literal courtroom sketches, they wouldn't take as long. I mean, I spend about as much time as I spend on that color layout on a courtroom sketch and put out a nice courtroom sketch.
Okay.
So like I said, one character sketch. So like, I mean, I could do myself. I could do Boo. I could do Sarn, whatever you guys want. And we can see what it looks like. And you guys can tell me what you think.
Okay. And anybody else any ideas?
I want to see a rendition of RX. I think you'd have most fun with that.
I'll tell you what. I'd probably have most fun with a different character. But I'm totally fine with that. I just have to imagine what version of RX I'm going to do, because I'm pretty sure I look a lot different now.
Yeah, you've had like three iterations.
Actually, that would be kind of fun too. Doing as our characters progress. I could even do one picture, but it's like a long skinny picture, and it's got like three of those half character shots as like showing the progression of the character as they level up, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And if you keep doing it digitally, that would be great, because then I can composite it into other stuff.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of file output this makes, but let me go ahead and look it up real quick. I mean, it's got to have like JPEG options.
I mean, it's basically I would just need some transparent ones. So some without a background, that's all. Just one of your layers, basically.
It looks like, I don't.
I'm sure it does do PNGs. There's no transparency in JPEGs. So if you can give them to me in pings, that's the best. Or a PDF, I guess.
So you want pings? All right, let me just see if I can find... I don't know how to save anything on stupid iPads, so I have no idea exactly how to find this out. But here, maybe I can upload it to Google Drive real quick. Let's just see what it saved as. Yeah, PNG. Perfect. That's the default.
Okay.
So there we go. Yeah, I'll work on that actually, I might even work on it somewhat tomorrow. My schedule is pretty light this week. We don't have students tomorrow. We just have to go to school and do nothing. And then Wednesday we get out at like 2:15. So
I can send you the Photoshops I have of all the characters right now.
Sure.
I can send, and then I can also send you I could send you the art files.
If I do Sarn, Andy, do you want me to try to make Sarn as androgynous as possible? Do you want like Sarn to be an anime character? Like you can't tell if it's a girl or a guy.
No, I'm just doing that for fun.
Right. So I mean, but like, so like,
yeah, but I
like,
th- now but that I you think actually, it has to be.
Right. But yeah. Now that you actually visualize, well, I mean, the thing is we're learning as we play. And so now that you are kind of growing into this character and maybe taking the character a little bit more seriously, like, do you have a preferred visual style for them, or do you want to stick with what we've kind of established in the story so far?
Visual style. I'm just thinking about like the color right now.
Mm-hmm. Is it like the lime green of your hat?
The lime green. And then I want like black running through it too.
Like black, like markings almost.
Yeah. And then, like, cool. On some of them, because they have some for, like, Sith.
Yeah, no, I think I can imagine what you're talking about. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah.
And then, but, like, does your character have boobs?
Crucial question.
Well, it's hidden under armor, so they can't be that big.
So, all right. So, everything, body and face, is fairly androgynous. Okay, that's cool. And then tough, rugged, lots of armor, probably carrying ammo belts and different bags and stuff, and then maybe a big gun over the shoulder.
Yeah.
Cool. I can do that.
So for me, and I'm willing to be overruled on this, my idea was always to have the art pretty similar in style to what they are in the books, the like rule book. So Sarn's is the closest to what those look like, or in your folios, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the art style that I like.
I mean, I don't think mine was maybe going to keep it consistent. I don't think mine was.
It won't be as detailed as that, of course, but that's.
It wasn't going to be dramatically different. Like I wasn't going to do this in like an anime art style or anything. So I just.
But that would be cool too if everybody wants to do anime. I think that would be super sweet too.
Yeah,
I was also thinking like graphic novel style too.
This is like a graphic novel cover art style. I mean, certainly you wouldn't find this inside a graphic novel, but you would find it on the cover. Let me try. If I fail, I fail, and then we're back where we started.
I mean, we can do this would be a little bit different than what I was imagining, but if that doesn't pan out, Andy and Boo can still have theirs drawn if you just want to draw your own, saving you a little bit of money. And then
I certainly can't complain about that.
And then we can go off and I can coordinate getting art for them. I'd still like to kick in at the end or maybe closer to the end.
How much is the big one?
My budget for it was $300 to $400. Just seeing where they were online. I haven't actually reached out to artists. So,
okay.
I looked at like one or two, or like one person had it up there, and it was in. Or that's not true. I looked at Reddit posts where people said, "Here's my budget," and there was like about $300, and they were getting replies. That's kind of where I figured out what the cost
marked
was.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
No. My character is basically my head on Dash Rendar's body.
With Dash Rendar's clothes or different?
No, they're his with his clothes.
Okay.
Wait, no, and the Vuster.
Well, I eventually did get a Vuster, but I didn't have it.
What's a Vuster? Is that a coat?
Yeah, it's the coat.
What's a Vuster? I mean, only a man and three cops had to die for it.
Wait a minute. What? I thought Sarn killed everybody, not...
He did. But or she did, but
they did. Wait a minute. So why did that happen again? I thought it was because they were going to push a button to send out an alarm.
Because
but first Mac bought a Vuster.
Oh, so no one had to die for the Vuster. Everyone had to die for the armor that we didn't end up getting.
We didn't end up getting it.
Okay, cool. All right. So Dash Rendar. And you have two pistols, right?
Right now, currently, yes.
And you, she's kind of like, you holster them on your hips, or do you holster them on the small of your back? Where do you holster them?
On my hips.
Hips. Okay. Classic cowboy style, like low hip belt, like a.
Honestly, just Google Dash Rendar, and then you got my pictures all over. You know, and then just that's it. It's kind of like when Lando was wearing Han's clothes at the end of Empire Strikes Back. I'm just for some reason wearing Dash Rendar's clothes.
I mean, that's fine. I'm sure whoever made Dash Rendar's clothes probably made more than one pair.
That's what I said about Han and Lando. You ever see that at the end of Empire Strikes Back? Lando is wearing Han's clothes.
He did get the Millennium Falcon, so maybe he just raided his dressers in there.
That's really weird.
Dash Rendar. Let me look up Dash Rendar. Okay, so he's got. So, like, the thing is one thing you should definitely look up though and tell me about is Dash Rendar has this weird cushiony thing on his shoulders.
Yeah, that's definitely necessary.
But like, how does your jacket fit over that?
That's like I don't know.
Okay.
Eventually, I traded out. That's the vest I initially have, and I guess maybe I traded it out for the Vuster.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, do you have like? Because he has a cool chest piece armor thing. He's got a cool like jumper, like almost like a pilot jumper underneath that. So I think like it might make sense. How about this? I could do this. I could either put those on the outside of your Vuster, so like they were sewn onto the outside. I'm assuming a Vuster is just like a high collar coat, or you could leave them underneath the Vuster. Although I'm going to tell you right now, that's going to look weird.
Okay.
Yeah. So the one that doesn't look weird, or the one that looks.
I mean, I'll try my hardest not to. But the thing is like because is a Vuster like a high collar coat? Is it like a high collar kind of like a cowboy coat?
First off, in the scene that you're shooting at, I don't think I have the Vuster yet, the one that you're making right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I just got it
like in the last two games. In fact, I wrote it down.
How do you spell Vuster? Is it V-U-S-T-E-R?
Yeah.
Well, how come when I Google that, nothing comes up?
Because we made it. It's a duster without arms. It's what my character is kind of wearing in the
best
book.
Duster. Oh, that's what you guys are saying. Oh, I see now.
It's what my character's wearing. It's a duster that has no arms. It's a Vuster.
Is it like a 1920s style duster or a slightly more modern one?
Oh, I don't know. It's on the
leather.
It's leather.
They just got these cool 20s ones that look like something out of that really cool video game Bloodborne.
If you don't want to use the Vuster, so far that's a very recent addition to my image.
Whoa, Boo, he works for you. You tell him what to draw.
That is the point of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want the Vuster, then you tell him to draw the damn Vuster.
Yeah, the more direction I have, the better anyway, so I'll take it.
I'm good without the Vuster. Unless if you want to go try for the Vuster, go for the Vuster. If you don't,
no, that's fine. So if you want, if you just no, I could do that. I mean, well, he could be holding it. No, that's cool. I mean, doing Dash Rendar's clothes without a Vuster would be very, very easy. So if that's what you want, yeah, I could easily
not,
do that for
and
you.
And he's not shooting. He doesn't have the Vuster in the one scene you showed us earlier, so you don't have to
worry. So you don't weren't wearing a coat at all. All right. Yeah, but, well, it's gonna look a lot. Yeah, less but
he's cool. He's talking about future art to just do standalone.
Oh, future art. Yeah, I don't really know. I mean, whatever works for you. I kind of, you know,
see how so like, it works. All here, time. Where do my? Let me share my screen real quick. Share your screen.
And so, here. Did you want to do like?
Here, can you see this big picture right here?
Hold on, I gotta get the stream going.
The watch one in the top, stream. In the top right corner.
I don't see it.
Oh, it just popped up.
Been disconnected.
There. Where'd you get disconnected from?
No, it's fine. No.
Oh.
I think Boo got disconnected, though.
Oh.
What are you saying about?
You said you got disconnected. But you're back
now. Well, I'm here.
Yeah. Well, can you see it now?
Yeah.
So is that what you're thinking of? Yeah, like,
those weird pad things would really stick out.
They work on the outside of a coat. They actually could look cool on the outside of a coat, but they wouldn't work. And also, if your coat doesn't have sleeves, then they actually work really good.
Honestly, I just kind of envisioned like a vest. Like kind of like a padded, shoulder padded vest.
Okay, so that's fine. So I'll change a little bit. Well, how about this? It'll be inspired by Dash Rendar's clothes, but it won't be the exact same.
Yeah, that's fair.
Okay, I maybe even cross Dash Rendar's vest like that. Didn't Han Solo in Empire Strikes Back have a vest like that? Or him and Leia both, I thought, wore vests like that. I thought they wore vests that had like a quilted pattern on them. Or maybe that was just Leia. Leia did have one.
And Hoth?
Yeah, Leia had one. She had a white one. It's this one. You can't really see it. This tan thing right here is a vest that's quilted. It's like it's quilted with diamonds.
That's lovely.
Oh, how lovely.
So basically, yeah, I'll definitely look at Han for inspiration. This is cool. He's got a vest. We'll show off some chest hair on you.
And then and so are you completely opposed to like doing any kind of poster like with like a group poster?
I'm not opposed to it. I'd be happy to try to do it. I just don't know if I'm good enough, but I would certainly be willing to try.
Well, no, I was talking about like if you wanted to do that, or if you wanted to try to, are you completely opposed to doing like commissioned? Is what I was asking.
Well, like, how about this? I mean, I don't really want to charge you guys money, and so if you guys like the art style enough of my character stills, like my character one offs that I give you, then yeah, I can try to do a poster. And what's cool, if you guys work with, if I do end up doing it here, I'll stop sharing because that'll probably help our bandwidth here. How do I stop sharing? I can ask you guys as your opinion, like at different stages. Like I could do a layout that's really rough and just say, hey, do you guys like where stuff is? Do you guys want something else to be featured? And then I could add more and more detail and effects and all that kind of stuff. And we can see if we like it. But I also, you know, I mean, like I said, I'm not going to be adamant. That's a lot of money, hundreds of dollars. And then we do have an artist. So that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I think I'd still want to do the poster just because of the level of detail. I'm fine. If you want to do it for free, you can do it for free. I just don't want to overcommit you.
Yeah. Well, let's just see. I mean, you guys also remember, I don't exactly know what our timeline is, but we're getting close to summertime. So if the poster was something that I could do in like June, for example, or finish in June, I'll be done with school and I don't have a summer job. So
I have it on in that proposal, I put a timeline in there. So basically it was like in 2 or 3 weeks, we'd have the first one. I think the end of June, we'd have the second one.
I could
then by Labor Day, I wanted to get a poster.
I could do a poster by Labor Day. I have all summer off. Okay. I literally have all summer to do nothing.
All right. Yeah, let's see how it goes.
We don't want to put too much on you. That's all.
Please don't guys.
And furthermore, we don't want to have to like, you know, bug you either about it. You know.
No, that's right. Totally. These are all fair questions. This is good for me. I need to draw more, and two, I will be timely with it. So, and I will also give you guys regular updates. No, this is good. Please don't think that you're doing me a disservice. One, we can also, if I do a good job with this, we'll post it on those stupid Reddits, and maybe I'll get jobs. So
that would be cool.
Yeah,
that'd be super cool.
Yeah. So don't worry about it. This is good.
So in the meantime, I'll probably pause looking for artists for character drawings. I'll probably still send some feelers out for posters.
Sure. Go ahead.
We'll take it from there.
I'm just going to grab some paper, and I'm actually going to just be sketching stuff as it happens today. So
okay, that's fine. That's kind of what I was thinking with the courtroom sketches.
But yeah, I'm just going to go get some paper because I'm going to do it on paper while I do it here, and then I'll maybe, if I need to, I'll just transpose it to digital. I'll be right back.
Okay.
All right.
I told you, Boo, that was going to happen.
I tried.
That's all right. I mean, I'm fine. I prefer him to do it. We'll just see how it goes.
It's like you said. I just don't want to put too much on him. And, you know, I have Alex. And it's hard to criticize a friend. You know, it's hard if you don't like it. And it sucks. But, you know, like you said, who knows? They might be great. And, so.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, look at how fast he did his character portrait when we were.
Yeah, that's true.
And that looked really good.
Yeah.
For 5 minutes of work, you know?
Yeah.
Stop talking about him.
All right. Hey, no, keep talking about me, please. What all good things are you guys saying?
That sounds like the GM now, wanting us to call him God.
Oh, I forgot. You guys should. I should have a title that you refer to me by.
I was gonna do one for you too, Tiger.
I was gonna get one. I want to be on the poster. I don't know about the
character. You're definitely gonna get a character one too. You're gonna be super ugly.
Oh, I have an app that I really like. That if you used it, it might make it easier on me to put it into stuff.
Okay.
So you don't have to use it.
I cannot do any of these things in Vector, if that's what you're about to ask.
Well, I wasn't going to say Vector. Okay. Well, okay. Yeah, maybe someday I'll let you borrow my iPad and you can play around with the app that I use.
If there's something that could convert sketches to Vector, great, but I can't draw. Well, no, that doesn't make I can't sense. Draw stuff like this in lines and arcs.
No. They have Pixel.
Oh.
But I don't know
if they have Pixel, then I can use it. It's fine. Just send me a link to it. Does it cost money?
Yeah, it's not free. So and it's not particularly cheap.
Is it $50?
It's at most $50. The iPad app is probably cheaper.
Oh, well, if it's an iPad app, that's fine. But that's not that much. Well, just send me the link. I'll think about it. Okay. And I'll look at it.
All right. Yeah, and just keep us surprised in the Discord as you got stuff. And it would be exciting to see.
WIP stuff, sure.
Yeah, WIP.
Cool.
Yep.
Right, let's see. Yeah, sure. All right, cool.
And then I can share my very detailed drawings of one particular scene, which was when you guys were getting yelled at by the town elders. And
you guys want to see something?
What's that?
I found a picture of Sarn online.
Sarn Turbo?
Yeah.
Did you just type in Sarn Turbo?
No, I typed in Twi'lek.
Twi'lek non-binary?
Oh, yeah. That's what I want.
Oh, boy. Let's just say your charm rolls would be going a lot better if you looked like that.
I'm pretty sure that's a girl.
Is this porn?
Well, it's Google Images. It's Google Images search of the word Twi'lek. That's what it is.
Yeah, you got to be careful.
Safe search off.
I've learned you have to be careful searching Twi'lek stuff.
Yeah, I guess so. That is that's a good lesson. LOL.
That would look
really and Star Wars fans are some horny bastards.
Yeah, I'm so horny right now.
Who else was pissed that they didn't put Rey in the slave bikini, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Everyone.
And three movies.
It's funny that That one I just showed you guys had those black marks. LOL.
Oh, she did. I didn't even notice it because I typed in Sith Twi'lek to see the black on there, but I
the had black and red. The
green.
Were you too busy looking at something else, Tiger?
Yeah, my rock hard cock.
All right.
I'm gonna go. I'll grab a drink, and when I get back, we'll get back into this.
Alright.
One day, when you get older, you may get hit by a boulder. How you doing, Sandy?
I'm good. I wish I knew how to take a copy of this picture. It's like a computer-generated image for like how I would want my half-body to look. So I might just take a picture on my phone and send it through the Discord on my phone.
That's cheating the system.
Yep.
Yeah, how dare you?
I realized I probably should have went when Ryan was getting the paper.
Twi'leks don't have ears. Do Twi'leks have ears?
Female ones.
Males have regular, like human-like ears.
Oh,
females
shit.
Have combs.
The little cones. So now what do I give you? Do I give you earmuffs or something? Like a helmet with earmuffs?
You said that last week, didn't you, Andy?
Yeah, give me a helmet.
Okay.
But I'm sending you something. Or sending something in the Discord.
Okay. In general?
Yeah. The image is taking a while to upload.
That's fine. What's Craig? Is that recording software you use?
Yeah. Oh, cool. This is the first time I'm using it. And so far it's taking the longest ever at a session to get into the session. So I'm glad I'm recording that.
Oh, and I definitely want pronounced canines. Like a vampire, but not as long as a vampire.
Okay. Does the Twi'leks normally have that?
No. Oh. I don't think. I don't know. Tree hound story. Seahawks. Don't be my head. Seahawks. Ah! Yeah, I'm not seeing anything.
So sometimes I don't know if it's playing yet, but then I just see Boo start dancing. I'm like, okay, it's going. All right. Glove slapped. After some tactical talking and smoothing out of a social faux pas, the crew worked out a deal with Duke Piddick. He will look the other way while they hitch a ride on the Lucky Guess on its way to Timo the Hutt's palace. There they will take care of the bounty hunter or of the bounty Timo has placed on their heads. The crew has managed to knock off a few security droids guarding the gantry. Now all that remains are a few Geonosian soldiers in front of the ship. How will our heroes respond?
Dot, 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 dot.
Dot, dot, dot. So anyway, I started blasting.
I don't know how it goes with us.
Yes. All right.
Shit, I don't know if I can even give you a concept. All right.
What was that?
I don't know if I can give
another gun.
I mean, not Boo. If I don't know if I can give Sarn an Adam's apple.
Did you get that picture in the general?
Oh, there we go. Cool. All right. So that
should
that,
I make
that,
another channel for art stuff?
Yeah, that would help. If you don't want it cluttering up the main channel.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Clutter.
So do you mean like you having your leku kind of wrapped around your neck like that, almost like a scarf?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
All right. So you guys had started regrouping on the gantry.
Yeah. We were, weren't we like, wait, oh, I'm not even in the, how do I get to that other thing again? Is that pinned somewhere, Tiger?
No, I had activated it. You're talking about the map?
Like, no, the whole thing, that whole website.
Oh, it's at, you might be at the old one. It's swrpg.askorea.com. I moved us to a better server this week.
Oh, there's a whole new thing this week.
Yeah.
Is there a link
It's a different link.
Is it somewhere?
It's in scheduling.
Scheduling.
What you drinking?
Oh, there it is. Cool.
Oh, just a little drinky poo.
What is it? Is it whiskey on the rocks?
It's a Pangalactic Gargle Blaster. No, it's...
Yeah!
It's just Corellian whiskey.
Really?
It's, Oh, I got the whiskey Andy told me to get.
Oh, the small batch?
Yeah.
Four Roses?
Well, it's Four Roses something.
Single barrel.
If you told Melanie what to get, then she got the right one, because I always buy the wrong one.
Yeah, you buy the cheap one.
You want to know what I got?
Ten High. It's in glass now. Now I can stop hating on it.
Yeah, dude, it's not classic.
That's what made you, that's why you were hating on it before?
If I wanted to drink mouthwash, I would just drink mouthwash.
You don't drink mouthwash. You hate mint.
It's true. But they all right, we're getting off topic. All right, you're on the gantry. RX is pretty hurt, as you remember. Sure. Looks like he's
didn't I heal a tiny bit? I thought I healed a tiny bit.
You're at 7 wounds now. I think before you're at 12.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You let me tear apart one of the droids and like
yes.
His arm is my arm.
I was supposed to check the rule. You should have I didn't check the rule though. Of how to repair yourself. You should have there's something that has to happen when you repair yourself. It's a little bit harder or something. And since you were over half, you would have had another difficulty, but I just rolled with what we were doing.
Okay. Well, thank you for that.
I think we should have tried to use the regular repair rules for you and then giving you a boost for having parts.
I see.
And then last thing I remember seeing was they were flying and they weren't paying attention to me.
Yeah.
Because I did like a perception check. And then there was like a gas canister. Because I remember we were talking about gas blow up in space or whatever.
Right. Which reminds me, we should roll for destiny points. If you right click, so in the bottom right corner where it has the three lines, the hamburger menu where it says light, dark. Instead of doing it like that, Andy. See where it says zero light, zero dark, or is that just on my screen?
Yeah, I see it.
See the little hamburger menu to the left of it? If you right-click on that... Oh, no, you just have to click on it. If you click on it, there's a little dice icon. Or is that just... That doesn't show up for you.
I don't know what a hamburger menu is.
It's the three lines. It looks like a hamburger or a sandwich.
Oh, I don't have it.
You don't have it? Okay. Then just roll it like that, and I'll change
just
it.
Just one roll?
Yeah. All right, so three light.
Oh, I thought we were doing it as one.
You're right.
You could get hit by a boulder. All
right, three light. Ryan, roll just the force die.
Yeah, I'm looking for it. It's in a different spot, that's right. Here we go. Found it. Dark, one.
Dark. All right.
So three light and a dark.
All right, now you guys can see the counter, right? So you know how many light and dark. Oh, why did it flip? I did not want to do that. All right. Okay. Can you guys hear the music?
No.
Okay, it's kind of soft.
That's what she said.
Yep. Thanks for that.
Damn, I've been drinking so much whiskey.
Get it? Okay.
Oh, whiskey dick.
Yep.
Got it.
All right. Now, the cruiser, it's a Nova class. It's a Nova courier. That's the lucky guess up there on the gantry. It looks it's up some stairs. So you guys are right at the bottom of a set of stairs. To your right is a set of stairs that goes up to a platform. And across from that platform is the other platform where the ship is sitting. You're kind of out in not space, but you're above the ground some. Kind of like the Jetsons.
Okay. Cool.
All right. Is there, like I described, like, are they distracted flying and not looking at us right still?
They heard it coming up, but also they know you're coming because you talked to the, they don't know you're coming.
Yeah. Cause that was my advantage in the role, I think.
Okay. So they didn't see you roll up. They did see the droids go down. So they are on alert. They just don't see where you're at yet.
And then is there a gas canister there?
Over one of those two Geonosian shoulders up there, they're minion groups. If you hover over them, oh, these are not supposed to be dead. I was playing around earlier.
Oh yeah, only one is dead.
So the bar on the top is the quantity. There's three, and on the bottom, if you right click, it'll. At least on my screen, it gives you a little bit more information about them. Does it do that for you?
No.
Okay. So the blue bar is the quantity, and the bottom bar is the number of wounds. There's three in each group.
So if I blast that gas tank, that gas canister, what will it do that? Will it take them out?
I don't know.
What do you guys think?
Shoot it.
Oh, wait.
Yeah, definitely shoot it. I mean, it can only hurt them.
Hey.
Yeah, I know. I'm working on it.
All right, guys. Are we going to roll for initiative, too?
Not yet.
Okay.
All right, guys. Do you think we should blast it?
Blast it. Just start blasting.
Just start that blasting.
That does seem to be our normal operating procedure.
All right. So what do I do? Do I roll for initiative now, or do I just blast it?
Roll a hard check if you shoot for it. Well, whatever you're shooting with. I'm assuming your pistol, right?
Range light and hard.
You should be able to click your weapon.
What?
So click on your name, then all the menus show up. Weapons should be the first one. You don't see it?
No, I just. Oh, so then that's with the sword or combat?
With the sword.
What?
So
what am I looking for?
If you click your character, your token, then up in the top left it says Mac, and then underneath it should say weapons, general skills, combat skills, knowledge skills, utility.
Oh yeah.
All right, so hover over weapons, then pick the weapon you want to use.
And is it two or three for difficulty?
Three.
I missed.
Oh, boy.
Okay, so you missed the gas can, and they heard the blaster rifle blaster pistol, and it was enough for them to sort of know the general area where you are. And so now, roll for initiative.
That's perception.
Cool.
Cool.
Because we know it's coming.
Yes, yes.
And no difficulty, right?
Right. It's a simple check. It's better to roll it in the encounter. So next to chat, rolling like that, go up to where it says chat. You know where it says chat log with the chat dialogue boxes, and then there's a fist.
Yeah.
Let me add you guys to the combat, and then you can roll initiative in that screen.
Okay. I also want to mention, didn't I like single-handedly take out two droids last time?
You did make one do a Wilhelm scream, which I just remembered today.
And then didn't I also kill a different one? I'm pretty sure I killed two of them.
I don't remember.
I stepped in front of you to shoot one because you were
But there were three of them.
I think you did kill two.
There were three. There was one behind us.
There
were two in front of us, and I killed the one of the one in front of us. I'm pretty sure I also killed the one behind us.
Yes, you did. You shot over.
Mac missed.
Yeah. You shot over him.
Yeah. Just want to say, quite the slayer.
All right, so roll initiative. So if you click on that dice.
Yeah.
or the die next to it, then you can roll initiative for.
Looks like I got 1.01. Wow, the Genos has got 3. Shit.
Those guys, what am I supposed to do? Did I not do it?
Oh, those guys got fucked.
Holy no. Shit. So on the right hand side in that panel, do you see the chat bubbles in the top?
Yeah.
See the fist next to it? So it's a tab. It's a the next tab over. Yeah, you got it. Okay. So Mac, it's your turn first, or another player character.
Can I blast at that tank again, or do I have to blast at the character?
No, you can blast at whatever you want.
I'm blasting at the tank.
Okay.
All right. This time I'm using my blaster rifle.
Okay.
And 3 difficulty, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Nice. So you.
Good you shot. Hit.
Hey, Boo, just next time, you have to roll cool, not vigilance.
Did I?
Well, it won't be able to tell me now. Oh, well, does it say
vigilance on the chat bubble one?
I just did what it told me.
No, there's a choice.
Yeah, there's a choice. Pops up.
Oh, I must have not seen it.
Sorry. No big deal. So you shoot at the gas can underneath. It's on the right hand side. This group of Geonosian soldiers, and you hit the gas can, and I'm flipping a dark side point. It punctures a hole in the gas can, and all of the gas leaks out, but it doesn't cause an explosion.
Oh, that's lame!
Wow, what a dick, God!
Thanks, God.
I'm great. Someone else turned to light my cigar.
Thanks, Obama.
You don't have a cigar.
I just
put my cigar.
Yeah, but you're not far enough. That's gonna be. You're pretty far away to throw a cigar all the way, and you haven't been smoking a cigar.
Yeah, I'm saving it for special occasions like this.
How are you guys standing? Are you guys standing in the configuration that shows there with RX in the back, having worked on himself?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. That's where.
Yes, I'm hiding in the back.
Okay. So, which one is this? Okay, this is the one on the left. They're going to line up to take a shot, and they're going to shoot towards you, but they can't. Well, I guess they can see you because they're higher up after they heard where the blaster shot was coming from.
Oh no, and they have the high ground.
What's that?
They have the high ground.
They have the high ground, yeah.
Wait, but it's not ground.
They're gonna shoot at the first person they see, which happens to be Mac. Okay. And let's see. Weapons. Heavy blaster pistol. And what is that? Is that medium range? Yeah, I would say that's medium range.
Pretty sure it's your decision.
Yeah, damage.
Why was it a medium range there, but it was a lot, but it was heavy for me.
Because you were shooting at something smaller.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think he didn't make it hard because it was far away. He just made it hard because he wanted it to be hard.
Well, it was you're aiming at a smaller target than
that's fair. Himself. No, that's fair. I just want to make sure it wasn't a distance.
Okay.
He hates you.
Okay, so they do 10 damage on
Mac.
On Mac.
Ouch.
And Mac, what's your soak? 3? Oh, 5. 5 damage. All right.
Okay, so who's next? I'm next. All right, I'm going to lean out and shoot that group.
The one that just shot Mac.
Yeah, because you said the one on the left ran up, right?
Yep.
Okay, I'm going to lean out of the corner here, and I'm using that cover. I thought I had a skill that was about cover.
Your talent, you mean?
Talent, yeah.
Let's see. Talents, precise aim, quick draw, stalker?
No.
Lethal blows? I tried to add all your talents. Oh, wait. Add boost per rank of stalker to all stealth and coordination attacks or checks. So not that one. On your character sheet, I tried to add all your talents. I may have forgotten some, but I think I got them all.
Quick strike. What is quick strike again?
Do you see where I was talking about, Andy?
Yeah. I'm under talents right now. Just looking at the one I know I have.
Okay.
And boost per rank of quick strike to combat checks against targets that have not yet acted in this encounter. Oh. All right. Well, can I move to this corner and shoot at the right one with quick strike? Because that way I get a boost die.
Okay. And I know it's the first time you're using it. How narratively would you describe it?
So as I run over, I'm running over and they don't notice me run over there. So I'm able to pick up a quick aim on them because they haven't hidden yet. Or they haven't taken evasive maneuvers.
Okay, and they just shot at Mac. Mac just got hit, and now you're running closer and taking.
Oh,
you're taking cover and ready to take a shot here.
Yeah, at the group on the right. What happened to Mac?
Did he disappear? Avatar. Oh, he's right here.
Oh, he's okay.
Oh, did he go behind?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
so I aim at the ones on the right with the quick strike. So that gives me a boost. And then if I were to precise or aim, that would make me take a strain, right?
Yes, because you took a maneuver.
Yeah.
So can you? I don't think you can add your own strain. So I'm going to add a strain to you then?
Yeah, which would give me another boost die, right?
That would be two boost dies then.
Okay. Yeah. So I think I've got... This is going to make four strain total.
Oh, is it four? Okay.
Yeah.
For some reason, I had you at... Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Three successes.
All right, so it's 12 damage to these guys on the right.
12 plus, I think, isn't that, that's a critical.
Yeah, but we decided last time we were doing this that it wasn't.
Oh, no, I don't have any advantages. It's not a critical.
Yeah.
That's where I got confused.
So yeah, we had gotten confused before. Oh, no, that's not true. You have three advantages. So it says critical, but I think that means that's counting the number of advantages. How many? You have a blaster carbine, right?
No, I used a rifle.
I thought three advantages was a crit.
It is. It is. So that
I thought that was after it got canceled out, though. So my advantages were canceled out by threats. So they're really not advantages anymore.
Oh, so you do, okay.
They are. So you don't. I don't know what that means. Then that critical. Then.
Yeah, I thought we chose to ignore that. So okay. Yeah, it's 9 damage plus 3. So yeah, 12 damage.
All right, 12 damage, and then I got to do the soak.
Your soak is probably really.
All right. So you were able to kill one of the Geonosian soldiers over on the right side.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Rex.
Yes. Where do I want to go? So they're like they're at where they're at on the map, but they're like way up in the air, right?
Not way up. There's a staircase, but it's not a tall staircase.
So they're standing on the platform. They're not flying.
They're flying on the platform, but not far above on the.
Do the stairs go up or down?
They go up.
Oh, okay. You see those crates and boxes and everything to my left?
Yeah.
Would I be able? Are those tall enough for me to get sufficient cover at their angle?
Yes.
Okay. I will use my maneuver then to go move over there.
Okay.
And I will also aim for with a stress. I think I have pretty low stress. And I will shoot my blaster rifle at the... I'll shoot it at the wounded one, which is the one on the right.
Well, technically there's two unwounded ones. The one is dead.
The wounded group.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know. That's fine. It's better to get rid of a minion group, I think. So, okay, so weapons, blaster rifle. So we're saying medium range. That's what you said, right?
Yep.
And I can add a boost. Okay. Aiming. Success.
All right.
So two successes. 11 damage.
11 no damage. Points. Okay. 11. So you kill another Geonosian soldier on the right hand side there.
Great, only one left in that group then.
That's right, and cool. It's their turn right now.
Also, my kill count is up to 3, keeping score.
Okay,
is this going to be like Legolas and Gimli from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah, and if you kill some sort of Oliphant motherfucker, I'm going to say that doesn't count.
It just counts as one.
That's right. It only counts as one.
Okay.
Because I basically am the Gimli here, compared to your Legolas, your seasoned killer.
I've never been so complimented and insulted at the same time.
Yeah, you're the Legolas of the group.
Wait, I don't understand that. In terms of killer,
he is quite ladylike, just like Legolas.
Just a compliment. That is just a compliment.
So the one that Rex just shot at, he's going to shoot at the closest person, who is Sarn. But Sarn is behind. You're behind. Oh, wait, you're not behind anything.
I'm like, I thought this was a corner.
Yeah, but that corner, it's not really a corner. It's just that's where the stairs are. They're above the stairs, and they can see you down there.
Okay, fair
it's
enough.
It's not like a wall.
Yeah, fair enough.
They do hit you, doing nine damage.
So I take 5 wound.
Okay. Did you take any before?
No.
No, I think he was
oh, that was Mac. Confirmed. Okay. And speaking of Mac, now it's Mac's turn.
I'm gonna aim for that last dude. I'm gonna take aim this time.
Okay.
So just shooting blindly like it did, I'm going to use my blaster rifle. Okay. What does take aim do? Does that do anything to like help me out at all? Or
it gives you a boost.
Just one boost?
That's a pretty, yeah, that's a good help.
Is it 2 difficulty 2 or is it 3?
It should be 2. It's 2. It's 2.
Fuck!
You missed?
I hate this game. Yeah, but I got 4 advantages.
Okay, what do you think your advantages are?
Wait, doesn't that count as a crit?
No, not if the check failed.
Okay.
They didn't see where that shot came from.
That's not, no. Better than that. I mean, okay. How would you explain that narratively then? That they thought it came from Sarn?
Yeah, because I fell over.
You fell? Is that, that's yeah, an advantage?
Yeah, I fell over taking the shot, and that's why I missed, but they didn't see where I came from. Because I'm shot, you know? So I kind of stumbled taking the shot.
I like it. I think it's good.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a good advantage.
All right.
Kind of.
So,
I mean, you're throwing your teammate under the bus, but...
Right.
I fell over. Narratively speaking, it's not my fault. Now, if you're accusing me, not in character, yeah, take that.
Okay. Let's see. Combat. So it's the Geonosian soldier's turn. you hear some beeping coming from their comms, and you hear some rustling on them talking on the radio, and they fly away.
All right.
Yeah, you hear them say something about yes, right away, Duke Piddick, and they fly away.
Well, fellas,
fire at them as they fly away.
We showed them.
I want to aim at that last group on the right as they're flying away.
And too bad it's not your turn.
It is.
Well, I guess they make two maneuvers away, right? And yes, you can take a shot if you'd like.
I'm going to shoot them.
Okay, but at this point that they're at far distance, so it's
three.
Two difficulty. Yeah, I mean yes, three hard.
All right, and then I'm going to aim as well. So boost difficulty. Yes,
a triumph. How do you explain this triumph?
I can't. It's just a triumph in its own that they died.
Wait, come on. What special thing happened?
I shoot the last one in that group on the right. And as he's Wilhelm Scream dying into the, he falls into the other group and just knocks them all out and they fall.
All right. So you managed to kill this remaining soldier.
That's right, RX, we're tied now.
You shot somebody else in the back.
It only counts as one.
No, the single one.
So that is 9 damage. That should be 26. All right. So yes, they are all dead.
I think we scared them off. I think we can all thank my brilliant marksmanship and bravery to help us get through this.
You shot a gas tank that didn't blow up.
I did shoot it though. You can't deny that. I thought it would blow up.
Then you fell.
It's not my fault. It's not my fault that the game is rigged against us.
What's a game? What game do you speak of?
The game of life, man. The force, man. It's against us.
You shot a container that didn't blow up, and then you fell over. And then
this is how it happens. But I still maintain that they got scared off by my blasting of that gas tank. I think they knew that gas tank, it's a silent killer. Yes, it's a silent killer. They know it.
That's a good one. I like that. I am with Mac on this one.
Sarn, you just stay away from that gas tank, or else you're going to be another victim, and then I'll have a point up there.
All right, I won't smoke my cigar by the gas.
Don't smoke your cigar.
That could be your triumph, that you found a cigar in your pocket.
He already used his cigar. I mean, it is triumph. He doesn't get another one. All right, so now what?
I run onto the ship, onto the lucky guess.
Okay, I'm not going to leave my ship behind. You guys think I should follow you or something like that behind you?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Yes, that would be.
We can start a convoy. I could be an admiral.
Let's not get too ahead of ourselves here.
If you're a captain of two ships, does that make you an admiral?
You are not a captain of two ships.
But if I am an admiral, then I am.
As you guys are bickering, around the corner of the ship, a Gand appears, and he says, "Well, well, well, well. What do we have here? If it isn't just the wanted party here."
Oh, great!
And who are you?
Who am I?
Is this our friend? Is this our friend from the place, from the party?
I think friend is a strong word, Mr. Double Zero, betting on Double Zero.
Hey.
Base roulette.
You'd be making fun of me if it worked.
Yeah, well, it didn't.
Well, it could have, though.
Well, I'm going to take you in and collect the bounty on your heads. And
No. Oh, man, I should never say that.
What'd you say?
I said you and what army? It always turns out there's a fucking army.
And he throws three binders on the floor and he says, "How about you guys make this easy? And just put these on for me?"
All right. I walk over, pick all three of them up, And then I point my blaster into his face.
Yeah, face blaster.
Meanwhile, it's my favorite meanwhile, I'm just behind Sarn.
Wait, didn't you lose arm though? I thought you
only have one arm back and left.
Oh, no,
I put a different. I have hands now. I have two hands now. No more needles.
As you draw a pistol on him or your carbine on him, he pulls his rifle out and points it at you. You guys are now in combat.
Oh, joy.
Initiative.
Roll for initiative.
Let me put you all in there. And Rex, you are still laying over here, I guess.
I'm not laying.
Oh. Sitting, resting, I guess.
I was behind crates, but I mean that was a while ago. I guess. I mean, I could still be. I like still being behind the crate, so that's fine.
Did you roll cool or initiative?
Cool. I didn't roll anything.
No, Mac. Oh, Mac didn't roll yet.
I'm rolling cool now.
Okay. Did you see the option when it popped up?
Yeah, I did this time.
Okay.
See, I'm a cool customer.
Rex?
Cool.
Ah, shit.
Hey, fuck this guy.
Wait, let me flip a dark side point. Oh, shit. I'm out of dark side points.
I was just trying to think of something. To use the light side point.
So,
wait, isn't Sarn have his blaster right in his face? So, I mean,
they both have really their blasters pointed at each other's face.
Oh, man. Well, he's fucked because I got my blaster aimed right for his balls.
Do you know where his balls are?
They're where I think they're going to be. If they're not where they're supposed to be, well, they're still. It's still. I think it still hurt him a little bit.
All right, so it's my turn.
Yes,
you got to shoot him at point blank range.
Hold on. I got to check something because I think when you're in,
you can only grapple, right?
Yeah, I think at. Oh no, engaged.
Engaged
plus modifiers, so it's still easy. Melee attacks are always average. Range attacks depend on. Okay. Let's see. Let's say 210.
How's your hours doing, Andy?
They fucking suck.
Yeah, what they got you working?
8 to 4, Wednesday through Saturday, and then 6 to 2 on Sunday.
Jeez, is that just how it is for right now, or?
Yeah, I mean, that's how it's going to be for the next year.
Okay, I don't see anything in there. It's going to be an easy check.
Okay, then I'm going quick strike because he hasn't acted yet.
So that's a boost, you're saying?
Yeah, then I'm going to aim for another strain.
I don't know that you can aim.
Okay, fine.
You're gonna take aim on a guy, like close one eye and point at him, and yeah. That's gonna take too much time. I can't allow it. I can't have you have two boost dies on this.
15 damage.
All right.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
If he doesn't die, I'm gonna be fucked.
If he doesn't die, all right. So.
Oh, no, because we got two other people coming up, so we're fine. I'm fine. Unless if they both miss, like Mac.
Yeah, it's not been my day, all right?
It hasn't been your adventure since we left.
I know.
I don't know. He did a pretty good job at hiding.
I'm very good at hiding. In fact, that's what I've been doing for this most of this fight. But I have been shot, and it is pretty bad.
All right. My turn. He's not dead.
No.
Okay,
but he's got to be pretty damaged then, right?
I maneuver.
Depends on how many hit points Tiger just gave him as a bonus.
It's my turn. No. It's my turn, right?
Yeah. Right, well, it's a PC's turn.
What?
You say that every time.
No, Tiger, a PC. Right? It could be anybody. It doesn't have to be you.
Oh well, I'm maneuvering. I'm getting into a better shot. So is that like taking aim if I maneuver to a better shot, or is that like...
No.
No, if you just move close, though, you're going to have one less difficulty die.
Where are you at? I don't know where you are.
I'm like over by the stairs.
So you're still back there. Okay.
Yeah.
So sorry. had gone up the stairs in front of everyone then, because he was face to face with the game.
So I get on the stair, I get by the stairs.
Okay, that's a maneuver.
And that's a maneuver, and then I blast him with my blaster rifle.
Okay, so you're at close range now. So it'll be one.
One difficulty,
yeah. One purple.
Hooray!
Okay, right. 10 damage.
He got two advantages, won't give him a critical, though.
Right. So
I got to do my blaster. So when I have to do my rifle, I hold it like this.
All right. And I believe that's going to be enough to kill him.
Get fucked.
Yeah. All right. I take all three binders and put them in my inventory.
What do you want those for, Sarn? You dirty dog.
Kinky shit.
All right, so you killed Vrixt.
I want to go through his pockets.
Do you know?
Yes.
Okay, go roll a perception check. And
going through his pockets, stealing all his shit.
It's average.
Pockets, stealing all his shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man gets it.
Succeeded with a threat.
With a threat.
With a threat. what did you find in there? It's threatening, man.
It's another picture
Magnum
of Trex's
condom.
No, you pick it up and you see your bounty puck, and you're now at 150,000 credits.
Boys, look at that. We are worth something. I hope you turn you two in. You just think, when your mama thought you weren't worth nothing, now we're worth 150.
That is a funny joke.
Can I flip a light side point and say that he had two stim packs in his pocket?
Sure. Yeah, that sounds good.
Noise.
Or maybe two. A stim pack and a repair kit, because he has a droid partner.
Or butler. You can have two. You can do one of each or two of either.
All right, I'll do one of each.
Okay.
Thank
plus
you.
One repair kit.
What a pal.
What a friend. Is this what friends are for?
Yes.
I'm going to hold on to the droid repair kit, though, to lord it over RX's head.
Right. What? As is
you're just not going to hand it over. Okay. So now you look around. It looks like you vanquished.
But I like nod approvingly as he does that.
As he takes the droid repair kit?
Right. Like, yeah, he doesn't give it to me for free.
Oh. As the brilliant tactician that you are.
Say this more appropriately.
Do we get points for battles?
Experience points?
Yeah.
You get points from sessions, not necessarily battles. And since our sessions are rather short, I've been given XP like every other session.
Okay.
Although some sessions we don't do anything, so I don't give you points for that.
We should.
Yeah, I know. You think that. So
for entertaining you.
Well. All right. So now everyone is dead and you're at the foot of the...
Wait, what happened to his droid? His droid companion didn't show up? I was really expecting that guy to show up.
No, he wasn't there.
So this dude really challenged us 1-on-3? This like pro dude?
Yeah, I thought it would be easier.
Wow, what an idiot.
Turns out...
He didn't expect us to come in and blast him.
Turns out he wasn't expecting three people to blast him in the face.
Which is weird, because he wanted to put us in cuffs. I don't know, it just seems like odd behavior for a professional.
And the idiot wanted us to do it ourselves.
Yeah.
I'll just go ahead and turn myself in. Like, take the... Get to work, okay? Do the work. All right, if you're going to come out here, do the work.
These kids today and their work ethic.
Ridiculous.
Tell your flip a light side point.
For, oh yeah, yeah, you're right. There you go. Thank you. All right.
All right, I get on all the right. ship, and I look around, see if there's any more enemies.
As you get into the ship, you are welcomed by two people. They look familiar to you because you met them at the party.
Oh, I hope it's not the robot.
No, it's not. It's not the robot. It is.
Can you, in the hair.
Oh, I haven't added you guys to the scene yet.
Add me into the lucky guess.
All right, you guys board the Nova Cruiser. It's filled with cargo. And as you get in, you're greeted by Wex, who comes up to you and says, "Oh, welcome aboard. Piddick said that you'd be joining us."
Wait, who is this?
My name is Wex. I'm a Corellian. I met one of you at the party.
Ooh.
Which one was it?
I
think it was you. You told us you were a diplomat?
Ah, yes. How are you doing, my friend? I still remember yours. Yes, it is Max St. Skyblade, the diplomat.
Oh, I didn't expect you needing passage on a cargo ship as a diplomat.
Road troubles, auto troubles, you know, you get one in one ship and suddenly it just breaks down on you. So
what is an auto?
Actually, to be fair, it's my friends here who need the ship ride. I'm pretty all right. In fact, I have my own ship parked out back. I'm going to be following along.
You know, we see the bounties on your heads. Like, that is posted in Space Craigslist. We can see it.
Did you hear all the outside of your ship?
I heard that, too. It is not very diplomatic behavior.
That happened to the last person.
See, the thing is we are not actually diplomats. This is a cover identity.
No. This is a post-Alderaan diplomacy, all right? That's how I do to my diplomacy.
So you blew up a planet?
Well, no, but I mean, no. But I carry a gun. That's the diplomacy, all right?
Oh. So are you robbing us?
No, not necessarily. Oh, okay. Are you going to give us passage to Teemo's?
Yes, we'll drive you to Teemo's palace.
All right, then what's the big idea about us being...
I don't know. You just said that you had a gun. I thought you were threatening me.
I was threatening you. You're the one bringing up suspicious-looking pictures of other guys who might just supposedly look like us and incriminating pictures.
I'm just saying, I know you're not a diplomat. And you're lying right to my face. You've got quite a big bounty on your head. You're lucky
Yes.
Let's talk on the side here for a second. While these two are arguing.
while Wex is yelling at Mac.
Coming. Yes.
We have to be careful of this guy.
Who?
Wex.
Why?
He knows there's a $150,000 bounty on our head, and he's flying us to the person who put the bounty on our heads.
Shall I break some fingers?
Well, let's see. Mac's not here, so not a bad idea.
We shall wait and see. Let us wait and observe.
All right, we'll trust him for a little bit,
if the time comes, you know that I shall do whatever is necessary.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's go back to this argument. I want to hear this. I want to hear Mac worm his way out of this.
I know
and so
you're.
So that's how I became a diplomat. All right.
I know you're not a diplomat. You're wearing the smuggler's uniform. You got a buster.
It's an honorary title.
Why don't you hand those things out? Smuggler.
It's an honorary title. It doesn't
necessarily.
I don't need a government to be a diplomat. It's just an honorary title. It's like grandmaster.
Listen, I know one of my own, and I know that you're a smuggler. I can tell.
I am both a smuggler and a diplomat. What's so hard to believe about
that? A diplomat
that?
For who?
I could be one for you. Do you need a diplomat?
he turns over to Rex. He's like, I don't know if I can deal this guy. You're lucky that Piddick vouched for you. He's a little bit much for me.
I don't need you anyway. I got my own ship with blackjack and hookers.
Wait till he gets to the puns.
Oh, gosh. And you guys talk, then Orpah comes over and says, "Welcome aboard. We talked to Piddick, and yes, we will give you passage over to Teemo's palace to Tatooine, back to Mos Shooda. We have a history going back with Piddick for quite a while."
Nice.
Yeah. So just make yourselves comfortable. We'll go back up to the cockpit and drive the ship. But here's some seats for you. You can sit. It's going to be a couple hours.
As I'm a robot, I choose not to sit.
Okay.
And I just politely.
Are you talking to her about this?
I'm narrating.
Okay.
No, I just choose not to sit, so I just stand. Just okay. On the off chance that there are, and then I whisper to Sarn, because I guess Max probably not even in here, and says he's heading back to the ship. I don't know, but I
was. He was in the ship because he was just arguing with Max. Okay.
I thought maybe that was like on the ramp or something. I don't know.
Oh no, you guys are in the ship.
Okay, and I just whisper to Sarn like, there may be restraints in the seats, some sort of auto restraint system, so I don't sit.
That's a good idea. Or it's a good thought.
All right. I can sneak over. You two doing okay? You guys going to be okay with this guy? He's a wily one.
Yeah, we can handle ourselves.
Listen, I can't believe you didn't believe that. Even, I mean, I'm a pretty convincing diplomat.
Very convincing. I agree.
Thank you, Rex. You've really come around, and I really appreciate that.
You are always my comrades.
All right. Well, listen, guys. I'm gonna go take care of the Kahuna. I'll be flying behind you guys. Don't let this guy boss you guys around. Listen, I wouldn't recommend breaking too many fingers, but this guy's pissed me off. So maybe break one finger, not because we need anything, but because I'm a little annoyed.
So when it suits you, it's okay to do. But when we want to do it, so we don't get caught later on, it's a problem.
What?
We didn't want that guy to tell. But this other guy annoys you, and it's okay to break a finger?
Listen, I'm trying to be diplomatic with you guys. What's going on? No one's belying my diplomacy these days.
You just shot that bounty hunter in the dick, and now you want to play diplomat?
It's been a rough day, all right?
Lex sticks his head through the cockpit door and he says, "Are you guys going to sit down? We're getting ready to take off over here."
You have a bed. Listen,
I'm getting out of here.
I mean, you don't have to sit down, but I mean, I would brace yourself. This thing is, it's tough getting to space.
Do you have a bed?
Is it though on Star Wars ships for the most part?
This is a cargo ship. It's not a sleeper
car. I'm getting out of here. I'll see you guys. I'm gonna get my own ship and I'll follow you guys. I want to stay in eyesight of you guys. Don't go too fast, all right? This ship's not what it used to be.
Our ship's probably faster than this one.
Yeah, you're right. Don't tell him that.
Do we have do we still have that tracking device that was on the Kahuna Wave?
You guys disabled it.
Yeah, could we re-enable it?
I don't think you have time to do that.
Okay, never mind then.
I mean, Max just getting off the ship now to go back up to the Kahuna Wave, and you guys are still on the ship, so they're about to take off here.
Fine.
All right.
I decide to. I'll sit down for the takeoff.
Okay.
And RX, RX, if they do decide to lock me in, you can cut me out, right?
Yeah. Okay. No problem.
So I sit down, buckle in.
Okay.
I am good with restraints.
Okay. And you guys start to take off. It rumbles. Just to paint a picture in there, you guys are basically in, like I said, it's a cargo ship. So if you imagine like those jump like aircraft that you always see in military movies where they have like the jump seats and you're sitting in those. You know what I mean? Like in a like an Halo or whatever. So you're sitting on like the sides of it. And yeah. in, not in between you, but like behind you, it's just filled with crates.
Okay.
And you guys take off and head up. And Mac, you double tail it over to the ship. You see them take off, so you know you don't have a lot of time. So I imagine you would run up the gantry over to the Kahuna Wave.
Is that the same for me?
Yeah, I don't know if you want if you'd like to fill it in at all, but yeah, you run up the gantry into the Kahuna Wave.
I get in the ship. I turn on the. I start turning all the switches, turning on my lights. You know, making sure everything's working. I get in there. Click, click. Bam, boom. I check inside my hidden storage. There's nothing still there, but I still like to know that it's there. And then I get ready for takeoff. Do I have to do anything?
No. I mean, you can make some noises with your mouth.
Oh, you mean for the ship? Yeah.
Are you letting out a squeaker?
Well, I mean, he's got the ship to himself. I really can't blame the man.
Yeah, and I'll make him the ship noises myself.
Or letting out squeakers.
Oh, that's not what I wanted.
That is not a squeaker.
Was I supposed to see something? Is the lucky guest supposed to be on here? Because I just see blackness. Is that?
Oh, it didn't load? Oh, no, you disappeared. You're not in this scene anymore, so I think that's what happened. That's why you don't see anything.
I don't see anything either.
You don't see anything either, Andy?
No.
Oh, the lucky guest is supposed to be on there. Oh, I know why. I gotta turn this off. There you go. Now you should see it.
Okay.
Oh, so you probably... you didn't. That's why you guys didn't know who you were talking to.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's... there's two people on there.
No, I was talking to the
What?
I was talking to that the brother and sister.
Oh. Well.
Whatever.
It was
you
a
should have remembered their names.
It never should have happened.
It still would have happened.
I was pretty loud that night about how I was a diplomat. Yeah. Was I?
It's great cover when you just come in someplace and just make as much noise as possible about your cover.
I'm the best. Right.
Can I hit on the sister?
You can. You guys are well. You were sitting down. You tick off. You're in space.
I take off
now.
My seatbelt. I walk up to the cockpit and I look at her and go, "What's shaking, bacon?
What? What is bacon?
What's cooking? Good looking.
All right, roll a charm check."
I don't think my charm is any. Can't wait. Can I be that picture?
What?
Can I be that picture that Ryan showed us? The green twilight bent over.
Yeah, I mean, no. I mean, you could show her a drawing in your wallet that you did of you in that pose.
I take off all my clothes and stand in the doorway.
okay, I don't think that's a good idea. No, it's hard.
Succeeded.
Okay. Succeeded in what?
Her finding my line funny, and she giggled.
Oh, bacon. Yeah, that's really good.
It is.
Oh, that rhymes, doesn't it?
That's the funny part. And, you know, bacon is always good, so.
I think we met over at the party.
We did, and you really were fascinated.
I don't remember that part.
You were.
Oh.
Did I lie to you?
Definitely were. Did you just gaslight her?
Pretty hard, in fact.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, what did you think about that party?
It was pretty good, except for the roulette. That didn't do me any favors.
Yeah, it's really, gambling. The house always wins. You know what they say. Ha ha.
Yeah. How'd you like the party?
It's fine. I'm fine. I that was the first time. It was a little fancier than the sorts of parties that we go to. But I was a little out of place.
What kind of parties you go to?
And as you're talking, Wex comes over and says, Hey, what are you trying to do over here? Are you trying to hit on my sister?
No. Yeah. Yeah.
I hit on Roll, him.
Are you trying to deceive him?
No.
Oh, okay.
Straight up tell. And then I look at the sister. Go, is it working?
She says, "Ah."
So yes,
she just makes that noise.
Is that a technical term?
What the fuck, dude? I'm giving you a ride out of the kindness of my heart, and you're just gonna start hitting on my sister?
Hey, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
What do you think is gonna happen?
Oh, hopefully I get lucky.
Wex, will you just leave us alone? You're being suffocating me again. He says, fine. And then he looks at you and makes one of these.
And I look at him and go,
oh my god. Brutal.
And as you do that, the sister slaps you across the face, causing two strain.
All right, I go sit back down.
Ah, creep.
But then can they say to one another, like, can the Wax lean over to a sister and be like, was that a boy or a girl?
Yes. And yeah, Wax turns to his sister and he says, I'm not sure, would that have made you a lesbian or straight? Or, and she says, I don't know.
I'm very confused.
I can't find out.
Well, no, because yeah, you are a little bit too crass.
All right, I'm going to take a quick nap. Gain some strength.
Do you have any real left?
No.
Okay.
Thank the Lord.
Ooh, actually, I go up to Wes and ask if he's got any real.
Will you just let me fly this plane?
What's a plane?
So that's
a space plane. You know, space plane.
Ah, yes. Thank you for clarifying.
Yes.
Well, if you don't give it to me, I'm just going to go through your room.
You don't think that you'd be the first person trying to break into my room?
He might be the most persistent.
Persistent?
That was what I was trying to say.
Yeah. No, I don't have any real.
Fine. I go to take a nap then.
Because there's no real, you suffer one more strain.
What?
Yes, because you need real to sleep, remember?
No, I don't need it. It helps.
That's what they all say. That's exactly what an addict says.
So I fall asleep, but I don't get any strain.
What?
No. You actually gain a strain?
Yeah, you're fucked.
All right. Okay. Going back to Mac on the back on the wave.
Kahuna.
Just hanging out.
Just hanging out, right?
just blasting just, some tunes.
I'm gonna go.
I'm playing that music from Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, like.
He's just
yeah,
fucking living his best life.
I'm not gonna take a nap. I'm enjoying my plane.
All right,
my space Let's plane.
Oh. What's his plane?
What is plane?
All right. And you're following the lucky guy.
Mess around.
Soon enough, you drop out of hyperspace and see the yellow-orange ball of Tatooine hanging in space before you. As you enter the atmosphere, the ship's comm crackles to life. Oh, maybe I should wait for Sarn.
Hold on, this is great either.
Woo! What is this song?
Mess around.
Is he listening to seagulls again?
No. He's blasting tunes on the on the Kahuna Wave.
What's a radio?
I didn't say radio. I said blasting tune.
Right. I just said what's a radio.
Oh.
You, RX, you, you're basically a radio.
Oh. And then I turn and look at the Kahuna Wave and say, Father?
Soon enough, you drop out of hyperspace and see the orange-yellow ball of Tatooine hanging in space before you. As you enter the atmosphere, the ship's comm crackles to life, and you hear the Veel siblings talk with Mos Shuta's spaceport control. The conversation seems to proceed as expected, and shortly you are coming in for a landing at Mos Shuta in Landing Bay Auric. It's as if you never left.
Oh, shit. We are wanted very heavily here.
Yeah,
you guys, I think I'm going to park the ship on the outside, on the outskirts of town. Can you guys hear me? Hello?
Good call. Did you remember to pack your speeder?
I think I did. Did I? I don't remember. Do I still have a speeder?
I don't think you guys brought the speeder into the...
No,
I thought I had a bike.
It wouldn't fit.
No, the...
No, the speeder bike.
Oh, the speeder bike. You guys left or something. You guys did not take the speeder bike for some reason.
What?
I remember Mac being very upset that you guys didn't bring the speeder bike.
Yeah.
Fuck, I don't remember. I didn't write it down that I lost it either.
Yeah, fuck! I think you left it at the compound at Nabat. And
right.
Sarn and RX took a speeder to come meet you.
But
and that would not fit in the Kahuna.
Well, I just find all this out in character, and I'm fucking pissed. What do you mean we left my speeder bike? What? Where's the bot?
I mute my comms.
What the? Now I gotta walk?
All right, I go up to RX and go, how do you mute this thing?
And I just like,
you can't mute this thing. I'm really pissed off. You guys can't. Where could it be?
All right, so let's see, Sarn and
it's black again, Tiger.
Oh, because all right, hold on.
That's racist.
I said I didn't own any token.
It's African American. All right, so Sarn, Sarn and RX are at Landing Bay Auric, and Where did you land? You said you landed outside town?
You said in Mac? The outskirts, yeah.
Okay, so yeah. You landed in the outskirts. Can you even land the ship?
Yeah, of course. Why wouldn't all I right. be able to?
Okay.
Do a pilot enroll.
All right, no, but if you're going to, it's going to take you a while to meet up with everyone because you have to walk all the way to meet up with them.
I wonder why, because someone left my speeder bike.
You did.
Yeah, no, I didn't.
All right. RX.
Yes.
Okay, there's Teemo's Palace. What's the safest way to get to Teemo's Palace?
That does feel like something out of character. That does feel like something I would know, in theory, or could know.
Well, what is your background?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but I worked at Teemo's Palace in some capacity.
Yeah, but you have your.
Well, I don't know. But you can. You guys could settle this in character as well.
Well, it's just a complicated question to settle on the fly. Can I just make up the geography of Teemo's Palace?
I can share with you the map of Teemo's Palace.
Okay, that will work.
Because, yeah, did you work? Well, I mean, we all know what Teemo's Palace looks like on the inside.
Yeah, I mean, like,
we need a safe way to get there.
Pull to scene.
Because the quickest route I see is going right past the spaceport control. And I don't know if you remember, but we killed them.
Did you?
Yeah, I think we got into a battle there.
You did with some stormtroopers. That wasn't spaceport control. That was at the landing bay.
No, the stormtroopers were by Slagworks.
Yeah, but there was also... You got into a battle at the landing bay, too. I don't remember there being a battle at spaceport. But I'd have to check.
Maybe there wasn't. Because I remember I went into that little side room.
You went in the little side room and Rex... Rex hacked on the computer there. Yeah, I don't have notes from that day.
Okay, then maybe there wasn't. I must be misremembering.
I'll have to... I don't. Not in my notebook. I have to check. Oh, you know what? I have all the journals in. The gun, old gun is broken with the safety. Let's see. That's the junk shop. Then
it's going to be a destroyed appendage.
Yeah, that's it. The group notices... Yeah, you guys left the facility without issue because you just you had a distraction on them.
Oh, I distracted them. Okay. Yeah. All right. Then we can just walk right by the, go to the north side, up around by the water tower, over.
Yeah. So you're just gonna walk right up to Timo's and try to walk in.
Well, we should know. We know. We should find a place. So don't you think we should find a place to try to coordinate with? Oh God, the whole thing just disappeared.
I moved you into Timo's palace because since you work there, you'll know it a little bit better.
Okay.
So there's the map. I could share it with everyone, but
I can't actually see anything though.
Okay. My bad. I have to change a setting. Because it's set up so that I can hide things from you and give actual... Yeah. But I just changed it so now you can see everything.
Do you think we should go to the traders? See if we can get some... Or we can go to the junk shop and try to get you repaired more.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. Searching... But, like, he's kind of only half responding because, like, whatever the droid equivalent does with like eyes glazed over, I'm like searching my memory banks, and so I'm like only half paying attention to you.
Okay.
And then finally I like come out of it and like shake my head a little bit, and I'm just like, Sarn, I am sorry. There are only two ways into Timo's palace. The front gate, which is heavily guarded and armored, and a small private landing pad in the back, which is also heavily guarded. We will need some sort of cover or story to, I think, approach Timo's palace.
I think there's a picture of his yacht back there.
Probably.
One other thing is maybe we could also have you pretend to turn me and Mac in. You do have those restraints now.
I do.
So that's also an option if we decide to take it.
Well, let's get you all fixed up because we're running low on time. So before we start that encounter, let's go to like the shop.
Okay.
I'll narrate this. Kind of.
Okay.
Matt, I unmute my comms link and go, Matt.
And so I can't find my damn speeder anymore. Where the fuck would you? Why would you leave that behind? What? Matt, what?
Shut the fuck up. We'll meet you at the junk shop.
I'm going to walk through this shanty town. I got to get through that first, and then I'll meet you there.
Okay. So, me and RX decide to start walking to the junk shop. Well, I start walking. Whether or not he follows is up to him.
Yeah, I follow.
He's a free bot, so.
he's a free
spot. I follow.
Do, do, do. Do, do, do. This is my walking music. Do, do, do,
do. Pretty good walking music.
Do, yep. And now I'm at the junk shop.
All right.
He's at the junk shop.
Alex, I can't move you, so you might want to catch up there, buddy.
Yeah, okay.
Move. Okay.
Junk shop. Okay. I am here with you. Shall we go inside? So we can look inside for some droid parts, maybe?
Yeah.
I have an arm.
Wait. Hold on. So you come up to the junk shop, and you're greeted by this old man. And he says, hello. Oh, I remember you.
Uh-oh.
Do you? Oh, yeah. We tried to buy it from you.
Yeah, you bought the hypermatter igniter reactor from me.
Yeah. How you doing? How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. You guys really, you know, negotiated tough with me. It was a real pain.
Was it?
Well, we both got out of it.
We are a valued customer, I would think.
You were not valued. I'm trying to remind myself how this ended up.
I don't think we pissed this guy off.
I don't think so.
I would be surprised. would be against the norm.
I'm
surprised.
No, yeah, you're right.
This is when Matt tried.
You were in that other. Where's that other guy who was in here trying to pull the gun safety trick thing on here? He's trying to distract me or something.
That he's dead.
He's dead.
He's dead.
He's meat.
How did he die?
To the side.
No. The gun safety trick. No, the gun safety trick was not you, Sarn.
No, it was not me. But Mac is going to meet us here.
Oh, he is.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Never mind. He's not dead.
He's not dead. Was he dead or not?
He's not. I was confused. I was thinking.
You know, I don't really care. What do you want?
What droid parts do you have for sale?
I got plenty. What do you need?
Well, by any chance, do you have a super tactical battle droid head?
No, I don't have that. I'm not a military. I'm not a military thing. I don't have that kind of stuff. I have some basic stuff. I can't get you something as specific as a super tactical battle droid. That's not going to be out here in Tatooine.
I heard there were a lot of clone era droid parts floating around
in Tatooine.
Yes.
You know, I have heard that there have been shipments of droid parts coming in, battle droid type things coming in. Nothing tactical, and I haven't really gotten my hand on it, but I just got some buddies down at the docks, and they're saying all sorts of stuff is coming in.
Interesting.
Well, yeah.
Mostly, what were those battle droids called?
B2s?
Yeah,
B1s is what. B1s or B2s?
B1s or B2s? Is that mostly the parts that you've heard about?
That's what I've heard about. Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, just from my boys down at the docks.
Gotcha.
I got a lot of friends down there I deal
with. Which docks?
What? The docks.
What docks?
The docks. Where the stuff comes in. You know, the goods.
Is it Besh or Oryk?
I mean, they can come from either.
Okay. So docks.
I mean, there's a warehouse. There's a warehouse at both.
Okay. Just asking which one you heard these shipments coming.
They kind of move all over.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I know some guys at Warehouse Besh and some guys at Warehouse Ark. I do business with either one.
So what we can maybe conclude from this is that there are quite a few droid parts because two warehouses are being filled.
They're not being filled. They're just active. But yeah, there's quite a few coming.
Still
in.
Two spaceports being completely active.
Yeah. No. Yeah. There's quite a bit coming in.
Interesting. Well, thank you. Do you have any? I don't know. Like, so let's see. I have a replacement arm. I'm assuming my other damage might manifest as like, just like blaster holes and stuff on like my carapace shell. Whatever that would be called, like my chest pieces and stuff.
Okay.
Your carapace. That's a good word.
Do you have any what would be a model that would that armor piece might fit me? I mean, fine. Do you have any what are they called?
C-3PO?
Protocol. Yeah, do you have any protocol droid bodies?
Yeah, I got plenty of those.
All right, may I see them, please?
Yeah, and he takes you around back, and it's just a graveyard of RX units. No, of just protocol droids.
Okay,
different parts.
And I say thank you, and I start looking through them.
Okay.
Let me know
if there's anything you want to buy.
Yeah. Can I find one that has a glowy blue circle on its chest?
You mean like your original character?
Yeah, just the chest of it, though.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay.
What is that?
What does that do?
Well, yeah, I mean, just do you have any
description
of what it is or what it does?
Let me think. I mean, I'm assuming it's some sort of reactor for power.
I mean, I'm not saying it gives you like a benefit or anything, just sort of a legend or myth around it.
No, I guess I wasn't thinking of that. I was, to me, in my, I'm not looking specifically for it. In my searching, I'm just looking through it. And it's a fairly common droid chassis. For some reason, it just catches my eye.
Okay.
And so I picked that one out. And then I turn it over and look at it. And it's like in good shape. There's not a lot of damage on it. So I start to see like if it'll fit. And I'm like fitting it up, almost like a person trying clothes on. And then I nod and like carry it and like maybe like some armor to go on my leg, but like I'm not gonna be up armored. It's just gonna replace the metal plates that are there.
Oh, you gotta replace a toe too.
Oh yeah, and then I find a toe.
I don't have any. I mean, I have droid toes.
Well, yeah, it's a droid toe. I find a droid toe.
Yeah, because he gave his toe to me.
Yeah,
I'm missing. No, I thought he took the toe off a different. Different droid.
Oh, did I?
I thought
no, took his off.
Oh. I took like when I. Oh, you're talking about when I gave Sarn my toe.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I forgot.
I definitely gave him mine.
Oh,
I thought I was about to die. I was like on zero health, and I didn't care. So I was like, "Well,
is that why you walk like that?
What, like a droid?
Yeah.
No, I walk like a droid because I'm a droid. You racist asshole.
Hey. Okay.
Well, don't ask racist questions. Okay, so yeah, so I pick out those parts, I bring them up to the guy, and I say, yes, I'd like these parts, please.
So you've got, okay, that'll be, let's say, I'm looking at in here for some comparables.
Sure.
That'll be 500 credits.
Wait, I don't think I have that much. Do you know how much I have? Any. Oh, okay, so I don't have any.
Right. Yeah, I think didn't
stole.
Didn't Mac pickpocket your last money?
Oh yeah, he did.
That was never proven.
I know. I say that in character. I mean, not in character. Well, actually, I seem to be rather dry on credits. Is there any, would you trade any sort of labor? Do you need anything fixed or repaired?
You hear some droid whooping as you're talking to him.
Oh yeah. I wanted to go to, while all this was going on, I wanted to go to R.
What is he? He's RK, R5K3. And he's whooping from the other side of the shop, but he's doing it in a way that it alerts the other droid. Maybe it's on a frequency that no one else can hear, but the humans and Sarn do not hear it.
But I do.
But Rex does.
Okay, so I say, "Oh, sorry," and then I leave. I just like go back to where that droid's moving, but I leave the shop owner up front. And then I walk over to the little droid and just say, "What? Why do you call, brother? Comrade."
So the droid, the droid's talking in boops and bleeps, but
yeah.
Obviously you understand it as basic. So, he says, "I remember you from earlier. You stood up to me when, Vorn had kicked me. You almost got in a fight with him."
I do remember that. It distresses me when the humans treat us poorly.
Nobody had ever stuck up for me like that, and I tell you, it did change Vorn's opinion a little bit, for at least a day or two.
I'm glad to hear it.
So I have fond memories of you.
How has life on Tatooine been treating you, little one?
How has life been for anyone on Tatooine? It's terrible.
Awful, I'm sure.
There's sand. It's everywhere.
I was being polite like the humans. Forgive me.
Right.
Can you help me, little one? I am trying to get some parts to repair myself. As you can see, I have been quite damaged.
Yes, I heard that is you do not have any money.
So this is true.
Do your friends have money?
I think they do, because I'm pretty sure they have my money, but I cannot prove that, and he's not here, so...
He has your money?
Probably. Okay. He's a crafty human.
Well, I'm willing to help you somehow, but I'm not sure how to help.
Could you smuggle me some of these droid parts for free?
Would they fit in my container?
How big is he? What kind of droid is he again?
He's kind of like R2-D2.
Right. Then no, probably not.
That malfunctioned at the beginning of.
Like, would there be a reasonable excuse for him to be carrying them, like, outside the shop? I'm trying to think of one.
Yeah.
Can you just open the door for us after you close?
Oh, that's a good one. Where did you come from, Sarn? Well, thank you. Good suggestion.
Was Sarn listening?
Well, Claire, apparently.
Well, I don't know, Sarn. Were you over there listening?
I was listening because I wanted to talk to R5 while RX was in the back talking to Vorn.
What is he? R5?
R5K3.
So R5 keeps beeping and he says, I don't have access for something like that, but what I can do, I can throw these out later. Stuff gets thrown out all the time. And I can throw it out in the dumpster and you can come by as we close and pick it up.
Perfect. I like this plan.
Okay. And to reward him, I give him the droid repair kit.
To reward Rex?
No.
Hell. To reward R5?
R5, yeah.
And he says, thanks, comrade. We got to look out for each other.
Da. Space da.
Da. Vorn would never. Well, he'll never notice that this gets thrown out. I mean, this place is practically a garbage heap anyway.
It is fair enough. Shop, yeah. That's actually the definition of a junk shop.
All right. So after he tells you that, then I imagine you talk to Vorn.
Yeah, so I mean, well, I just start walking out, and then I'll see Vorn on the way out, and it's like, bye, Vorn.
What, you don't want these parts anymore?
I just can't afford them.
And as you start to walk out, Mac meets you and is walking in.
All right, I put my arm around him, and we walk out.
Hey, fellas, buying some stuff?
No, we can't afford it. So let's go to the traders to eat up time.
You know where I just came from? A shanty town. It was a trip. Let me tell you.
Sounds like it.
Shantytown. Not a nice place.
It's a place on the map.
It's definitely on there. Holy crap.
Yeah, a speeder.
Like three or four, four little like plateaus and one really big one. It was.
Wait a minute, Mac. Why did you not take your speeder?
Somebody lost it. It was one of you two.
Oh. Also, Mac, did you take my money?
No.
Okay. I trust you. As our moral compass, I trust you.
That's good. I am your moral compass.
All right. Can we go to the traders now? I want to get some more.
Yes.
Hopefully this goes better.
Let's save it for next week. We'll start there.
Okay.
Ryan, I didn't. Were you saying something?
Said hopefully this goes better than the last time we bought armor.
Yeah, let's say you don't want extra heat at Tatooine.
Yeah, don't be shooting nobody, guys.
I'll try to restrain myself, but no promises.
Thank you. That's all I ask. It's just a little.
Just one broken finger if they annoy me.
Okay, I'm trying to let you have your little outbursts and, you know.
Well, we have established that annoyance is sufficient cause for broken fingers.
Yeah, you guys are coming up with any reason.
Wait, that was your idea, Boo. You wanted to shoot that guy just for annoying you.
No, break his finger.
Or break his fingers, I mean.
Yeah. I'm not good all the time.
Sometimes. You're
annoying me. I'm bad.
Listen. I don't go to space church.
All right.
Do I look like some sort of space Jesus?
Yeah. Do I ask you for forgiveness, Tiger, in this world?
You should. It would help, probably.
Does that give me a more light side points?
No. You guys didn't even use any light side points.
He's definitely an evil guy.
He did.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did use one. I forgot what for.
To find the droid repair kit and the stim pack.
Oh, and then you gave it away.
Yeah, well, he's helping us.
Yeah, fostering goodwill has seemed to favor us. That's for sure.
Yeah. And then I assume, just a question, though. When RX gets these new parts, does he repair wounds?
I haven't really installed them yet, but I mean, if that's
something Tiger's. Yeah, you have to roll to. But that's certainly the idea, right?
Yeah. I would think.
Now, how do I kick Craig out of here?
Damn it, Craig.
All right, well, this is about as far as I got.
Yeah.
Tell me, where's my. I gotta see. As well.
Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Where's his toes?
They're in the boot.
That he looks quite androgynous.
Yeah.
But no. He does need his toe.
It's true. I'll work on that. You can't see it. It's cut off. It's cut off by the end of the page right here.
I don't need it.
It was the pinky toe, so. It is the right spot. But yeah, that's basically, that'd be like the concept art for what he looks like.
Yeah.
So, or they look like. So.
He's going in a blasting.
Yep. And doing a little bit of a grin, because they're mischievous, with a fang, which I guess you probably can't see very well.
No, yeah, I'd have to see it. Probably.
And sexy.
Well, I'll give it to you. You can have it.
Sex appeal.
I'll replace my poster of Ric Flair with it.
Well, I'll also scan it and then try to maybe add color via the computer.
All right. Awesome.
But yeah, that could definitely be, that could be like your starting one. That's pretty plain. It's pretty plain. You don't have much except your blaster carbine, which is what you started with. So.
No, well, that's why I want to go to the traders.
Right.
And his binders.
Yeah, and I thought giving the idea of making your armor kind of a halter top was kind of funny. Yeah. So, and androgynous, so.
Yeah, because he could be a lady, or he could just be from the 80s.
Yeah, space, you know, I don't know, maybe it's hot on Tatooine. I mean, it's hot on Tatooine. Maybe he was just wearing.
There are two
some ventilation. Or doesn't care about. Doesn't
well,
care
he's
about
not the, from Tatooine. He's from Ryloth, which
but
is
he
awesome.
Was on, but he was on Tatooine for a while. I imagine his current outfit is indicative of his work on Tatooine. Is my camera off for you guys?
No, it's on.
Oh, that's weird. I can't see myself. Oh, what's going on? Oh, man, my Discord's just messed up, I guess. I don't know what's going on. Cool. So, yeah. Yeah, because basically, I mean, that was just a pencil sketch, but yeah, I think I could definitely clean that up and add color and everything. I guess I don't need to probably include the feet. I guess realized I just had room as I was going. So,
because you said it was going to be the half body, right? So yeah.
I mean, full body character sketches don't bother me that much, though. So no. I could certainly do that if it adds something to it.
Do you need me to pose?
What's up
for my character? Do you need me to like pose for my character?
If you want a specific pose, I thought I came up with a cool pose, though.
That's also, not what Andy would do.
This,
you never drink that.
This was really hard to do, and it looks pretty fucking good. Like holding a gun trigger like backwards, I was like, I have no idea how to fucking draw this.
That's how I'm gonna shoot people. That's how I should have shot the last body. Let's just have it back there. And I turn and point at Mac and I just pull the trigger. Shot that guy in the face.
No, Tiger, what I can't draw are feet. I can draw hands. I did good hands here. There's a finger. It's a finger.
What good are you then if you can't draw feet?
I can't draw bare feet.
That's the best part of a person.
Fucking impossible.
If you want to start drawing feet, you got to take the first step.
Oh, there it is.
We needed at least one tonight. So
we got off on the wrong foot. Okay.
Hey, Tiger, do you have do you have a type font you want me to use? Because I was thinking for like Comic a picture Sans. Like for a picture like this, I would if I scan this in, I'd like put his name and then like maybe his title like right here.
Yeah, I can send you the fonts. In fact, I think the fonts are in the Google Drive.
Should I use this one?
Hold on. Which one? Yes, that font is Electra Medium. Okay. Electra Medium.
Okay, so then so this one for the name, and then you want me to match it and like do this one for the
That one on the top I think is italic, and then the one underneath is not. And then obviously one is
hollow and one's filled in. Okay. Cool.
I believe that's what
you know. Do you know? Is there a software we could use that could translate anything I put in?
Yeah, that text is just the same as colonist. It says colonist.
Oh, so if I just look at Sarn's folio, then I'll have all of that I need, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Cool. If you have the font, it will. You can just type it out. It's just a one for one.
Andy, apparently. I was thinking. So you'll be lime green, obviously. And then I was going to make your armor plate just like Beskar colored. I don't know if it's Beskar per se, but I was just going to make it metallic.
Okay.
For your army pants, obviously green would be boring since your skin's green and black. So I was thinking red camo or purple camo.
Yeah, but then he's going to look like Santa Claus.
Lime green and like a crimson wouldn't look anything like Santa Claus, but okay.
What? I mean, Santa Claus is green.
He's like a forest green.
Green, you idiot.
Even then, he doesn't actually have that much green on him.
He has green skin.
Santa Claus's design actually, I think, has zero green on him. There's a lot of green associated with Christmas, though, so I'll forgive you.
Thanks. It's the Grinch dressed as Santa.
That's it. You're getting smoked.
How about that? Think about a color for the camo you want for your pants.
Desert.
That would look good with green.
Desert, or like, what about like Arctic too?
Assless.
The white.
Assless chaps. Oh, I could have made them assless chaps, although you can't really see the ass anyway. The angle's wrong. Desert. Yeah, desert's good. And also, everywhere we've been has been deserty. So, yeah, that makes a lot of
sense.
That's
true. Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with the space sector? It's all desert.
I don't know. We do not go to fun places. After this, we should go vacation on Kashyyyk. Get some tropical jungles.
Want to go visit
Do you think we could sell those pelts there?
Oh, God.
Bad, poor form.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh, man, they'd have us skinned alive.
Is that another pun?
Also, I don't know if you noticed, you'll like it when I upload it so you can see it better, but to give you kind of a cool flair, the little helmet piece you have that goes here has like a Viking strip that
covers your nose. That's cool.
Yeah, I thought
it'd be like Vikings.
A little bit savage.
Yeah, I like those. That look.
Cool. All right. Well, I'll work on coloring this, and I'll do a full half. I'll do like an actual half body too. I just wanted to do this.
Yeah, and you got it done.
I imagine this was you talking this to me in my head as I was doing this and doing the gun. I kind of imagined this as like when you confronted that guy that wanted to capture us. I kind of imagine like that's how you were. You didn't even like point your real gun at him. You were just like, get out of here. And you just like pointed your finger at him.
I'm going to use that from now on.
Yeah, it's cool.
Like I said, point my gun at them behind my back. Point my finger at like Mac.
And then go bang and shoot both of them. And then pretend shoot your finger and shoot your real gun.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's going to be my signature move.
That's going to be a great signature move. Cool. Yeah, I was thinking for you, I had a cool pose in mind. Basically,
yeah, but he did it already. Didn't you see him do the pose?
Wasn't that the Superman pose?
Oh, you wanted a Superman pose? I thought you'd want a gunslinger pose, so I was going to give you a gunslinger pose. But
yeah, but he's like a gunslinger who's kind of like, eh?
So, like, I was definitely going to do something like...
I'd rather hide.
Honestly, just if you really just want, just find a dash render, do a tracing over his body, and just put my face.
Well,
is that exactly what Tiger did?
We did that already. Yeah.
No,
yeah,
that's what I did.
I was gonna do something like this, where it's basically like you, and then it's like it's a perspective, and so you're basically just pointing two guns forward like this.
I thought that was his hands going.
No,
just be like,
I was gonna like, so like you like this with two guns because you have two pistols. That's kind of a defining character feature.
It never comes into play though.
Yeah, I haven't figured out how to do the dual
blast once.
Well, you should honestly, you should be allowed to shoot twice, but that's just me.
Right?
There are rules for maybe one set of penalty wielding. I just don't know what they are.
Maybe one set of penalty, but either way, I still thought it was it's just a cool pose. It's not necessarily meant to be an image of you doing something that we've done. It's just a cool pose for you.
Just make sure my shoulders are like, you know, like they look like they're padded out like they do in all his pictures, and you're golden.
Cool. Like, no, I'll do that. Yeah, we'll do the padded shoulder vest thingy and Dash Rendar's clothes. Do you have any facial hair? Does your guy have like your goatee?
He had the fake mustache last week.
No, dude, I have my pictures are all over here. I put it's a
similar, similar hair to yours with like the.
It's exactly the same. It's just my artsy, face.
The artsy brushed over face. The brush to the side.
I mean, I don't think it's artsy. I just comb it, but hey, get whatever you think.
Hey, man. Take it. All right, cool. All right, yeah, I can do that. Cool.
Yeah, I honestly just like I said, I just photoshopped my face over Dash Rendar's body. That's
right. Well, your imagination is the limit. So if you don't want to pose like that, imagine Dash Rendar doing a different pose, and I can give that to you.
I think it's more your imagination's the limit.